Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Oh, I've done a full weekend of work studying and prepping for the show. So, to be honest,
have watched the Mayweather fight.
Yeah,
and I reckon you enjoyed watching that Mayweather fight.
I viewed it objectively, and I kept a notepad out just to keep, you know, track of the stats and stuff. And some of the people around me were like, "Oi, have a beer. We're having a good time watching the fight." And I said, "How dare you be so unprofessional?" And no
That's
thanks.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So anyway, it should be a good show. Beers. What's coming up, Bickers?
Well, I've got superpowers now because I got vaccinated today. Actually, I've got 60% superpowers because I haven't been fully vaccinated. I've got to wait 3 weeks for the second jab. But I'm partly superpowered today.
And so a lot of people have felt ill effects from the jab. Are you feeling...
Well, I only got a couple of hours ago, so...
So stay tuned as Bickers goes downhill throughout the show.
Hey, up next, I saw one of the funniest things last night I've seen in a long time, and I was surprised you hadn't seen it because it's right up your alley.
Is this Front Bump?
We're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, former President Donald Trump gave a wild 90-minute...
Sorry.
That's Jesse. Jesse, how long have we been working together?
About a year and a half.
And I've said to everyone, don't worry, he'll come good. And my God, has it been worth it. Well done.
Thank you. You've arrived. Thank you so much.
You have arrived.
Are you comparing Donald Trump to an Oompa Loompa, Jesse? Is that what you're doing?
No, I just clicked the wrong button. I'm so sorry. Because...
He gave a wild 90-minute comeback speech on Saturday night. He spoke about the corrupt election. He slammed Biden's radical left-wing administration.
Where did he do this, Bickers?
He did it at a North Carolina Republican Party annual state convention.
Okay.
No one's talking about any of the things he spoke about. No one's talking about how he demanded China pay $10 trillion in repatriations for COVID-19. No one's talking about that, right? What everybody is talking about is, has Donald Trump perhaps forgotten how to put pants on?
That's a classic Front Bump. I've seen it.
Because there is an image going around. There's some viral video of it as well, but I think we're going to put
video?
The
video? I've just seen the picture.
No, there's vision as well. I've zoomed in on the vision as well, and I still can't tell. But it appears that he has on pants that don't have a zip at the front, which means he's either wearing his pants on backwards or he's now at the point where he's wearing elasticated pull-up pants.
It's one of my favourite games, Gunt or Front Bump, which we've been... It's fine. It's not a word. You can say it. It's not a word.
No, it's a lot, though.
Is that...
Oh, you're making me nervous.
Is that... You can say it.
Anyway, go on our Insta Carrie Tommy Show and check it out.
Yes.
Do you think it's pants on backwards or stretchy pull-ups?
So I think he's wearing maternity wear, yes, because there is definitely no fly there.
There's
also no crease. It's what I'm looking for if someone hands me a shirt to wear to a formal event, which is there's not a crease in sight.
No. There's creases where it would traditionally be under the bum.
Where it is absolutely straining against the fabric.
No, under the bum here at this point.
Yes, that's what I mean. Where it's straining to make the bulge over the front in what I would say.
Too much credit.
Well, sorry.
You're talking upper bulge.
Yes,
not
I'm just not
bulge.
Allowed to say the word that
no,
I said before.
You definitely
between
say
the gut
it
and the.
Yeah.
And so,
but maybe you just put
no
it on
fly.
Backwards because it reminded me I did go host an
no
event
one
once with my dress on backwards.
Remember? I wish I'd waited one second.
I went to host a charity event and
yes,
my
stylist. You wonder why you had that huge plunging neckline.
I had this plunging neckline and I kept tripping over the front of my dress.
Yes.
And then my stylist saw me post a pic online and she sent me a thing. She's like, that's a low back dress. You've got it on back to front
you're like,
and you're tripping on the train.
I'm wondering why I did zip it from my ankles up to my...
So maybe he's just used to having people dress him. And this one occasion, he doesn't have people dress him now that he's not president. He's forgotten how to put pants on.
I don't know if there's too many people dressing him. I don't know if there's many brands out there that go, you know what we
need.
No,
I don't mean... I just mean a person, physically a person that puts his pants on.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
You know when
job.
You get to that age and you need...
Can you stretch this over the Donald? So I think, Bickers, I think he's wearing maternity wear.
But blokes don't wear maternity wear.
So Nancy Pelosi always described him when COVID was hitting, because obviously they're famous rivals. And she would always say Donald Trump should be wary because he's morbidly obese and so he's in the at-risk category. She kept saying that over and over again.
At-risk for COVID.
Yes.
Right.
And so I think he's just gone, well, I'll embrace this. And, hey, if these have got elastic in them,
I mean, because maternity pants are made, are heaven. They are absolute heaven. In fact, as long after you've had a baby, you really can get away with wearing maternity pants for still quite a while.
Of course.
They're so comfy.
I reckon forever. Good on you.
It's once you've had a kid, you should be, that should give you a right to wear maternity pants for the rest of your life.
Yes, even if you're the male involved with having that kid.
Do men wear maternity? Are you a man currently wearing maternity
pants? It's almost
pants?
Like we planned it.
131060, Trump, if you're listening, give us a call. Are you currently a bloke wearing maternity pants?
Great.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon on 131060, blokes that wear maternity clothes. Give us a call.
Because we're not sure, but we think Donald Trump is either wearing maternity wear or he's got his pants on backwards because he spoke at a rally, a 90-minute talk he did on the weekend, and no one can remember anything he said. All they can remember is that he had no zip, no fly in the front of his pants.
90 minutes is a long time to have.
To be staring at that?
Completely.
Yeah. Imagine I wonder. It's a lifetime of staring at that.
Wow. Also, the reason I think they are maternity instead of on backwards, I think there's less room the other way. So I think if they were, because it's still quite roomy for him at the front.
Yeah, but if they're built for a bum, they'd have room.
Okay, good point.
A well front made. Bum.
Lauren, g'day.
Hello, how are you?
Look, I mean, I'm so happy because we're talking about men wearing maternity pants.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Do you know a man that wears maternity pants?
I don't. It's actually myself, and obviously I'm not a man, unless I sound like a man. I hope not.
No, you don't.
But it's actually myself, and my son is 10, and I'm actually walking to pick him up from school wearing maternity pants now.
Good on you.
Oh, Lauren, they're the best, aren't they?
They are fantastic, and I use it because I am very little, and I can eat quite a lot, and I'm sick of always undoing the top button, so...
Good on you, Lauren.
They just stretch, and they just go with the flow, and no one can tell.
So how much more stretch is there from a standard tracky dack to a maternity pant?
Oh, heaps. Think about how big a pregnant mama gets, her belly.
Yeah.
Well, can you fit that belly into your tracky pants?
Would it be like me essentially putting Jessie in my tracky pants and that would stretch over?
Yeah, I mean, tracky pants, you could just, they sit under your bump. But for a jean or something, it gets to the point. What do you mean? Like, if you're a pregnant woman, they can sit under your bump, right?
Yes.
But if you're wearing a jean, it gets to the point where you can only put in a lackey band around your button so long before they just start to pop.
Yes.
And then you just, it's time.
Did you ever put in a lackey band around your button?
I did.
Did you?
Often.
Okay.
Yeah, to make your normal jeans last as long as they can before you then go in the next step and get maternity.
Great.
Once you go maternity, you never look back.
That's the classic saying we've all said because it rhymes so well. G'day, Kira.
Hi. Can you hear me, okay?
Yeah, I've got you. Oh, that's okay. Can you hear me?
I'm a bit disappointed though, Kira. You're not a man wearing maternity pants.
don't judge me. I might be a man. You don't know.
Okay. G'day, Kieran.
No, I'm definitely not. Sorry. Okay. Anyway. I'm calling because my children are 3 and 6 years old and my husband still wears my maternity pants.
That's fun.
What are they, a jean or like a stretch pant?
Oh my god! I wish. No, they're like almost like pajama pants. They're just like Kmart pants, black and white, like really old school, like 90s pattern. Do you remember like that crazy ass pattern that we had
like
in the
90s? Happy pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they look really good on him.
So hold on, were they yours and they're now his, or he bought them in solidarity when you were pregnant?
No, they're mine, and he wears them. So like, we had them for when I was pregnant with my 6-year-old. So 7 years ago now. They're still going strong, and both my kids know them as my husband's pants. Like, if I ever put them on, they're like, why are you wearing dad's pants? And I'm like, oh, God.
Kira, was he always, is this like empathy weight through pregnancy, or was he always a bigger fella?
No, he's not empathy weight. He's not a big fella, no. He's just, I don't know.
He enjoys a stretchy pant.
Yes.
Yeah, he enjoys his stretchy pants. They're those type that, like, go as big as you want them to go, or like can shrink as small as you want to go.
Good on you, Kira.
Good Thank on you, you. Kira. Shauna, talk to us. You've got some insight.
My mum's a seamstress and has been my entire life. And so I thought I'd bring her and see what was going on.
Rang her about Trump's pants.
I rang her about Trump's pants.
Oh, I love this.
So I found out, okay, that back in the olden days when tailors would make a suit, if the gentleman was old, his hands are generally quite large, like his fingers, and it's a struggle to do the zipper up and do the button.
Oh.
So the pants had elastic in them, and then they would just pull them up and put their suspenders on.
Isn't this so great to know, Shauna, that he's not just fat, he's unco, and that's why
he's completely uncoordinated, yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And you guys said it would never happen because...
What?
You've always said it would never happen with me. You've said it would never happen and what? I should kiss the chance of that goodbye.
There's lots of things I've said would never happen. Which what? Specific thing?
Well, guess what?
What?
I had the most romantic day of my life the other day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you
with
about
who?
It. I'm going to tell you about it all next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wow. I mean, are we doing this now?
I think we should because you've got me hooked.
Are you ready for it though?
I was expecting a bit more of a build-up, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd just drop the news on me like this.
So I'm just going to put the pieces out there, right?
I don't feel like this is very romantic Tommy music.
Oh.
I feel like that's like old man music.
Okay, well, I did sing that and record it for you guys before the show, but that's fine. Anything else for us there, Jesse Boy?
I mean, is this more speed?
Yeah. I feel like this is more you.
I'm going to take you back to Saturday. So I'm going to give you the pieces and then I'm going to tell you the people involved.
Okay.
So picture this. Saturday morning, someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, honey boo."
Hey. Okay, I know this story.
No.
And but you never
roll
start
with
honey
roll,
boo boo.
Roll with it.
Okay.
Hey, honey boo boo.
Yeah.
Hey, baby cakes. Hey, sugar tea, what you doing? And I go, moi, me. Little old me, nothing.
You said we were going to role play. Are you going to do all the roles?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I spent too long on my own. I can't be vulnerable enough to be let down by someone else. And then this person said, what about we go on a bike ride? I said, a bike ride? I've never been on a bike ride before as an adult. So I've ridden somewhere. So like if you said, let's ride to the pub. Let's ride.
That's a bike ride, you know that, yeah.
No, but like I've never just been out for a ride.
Oh.
Like when the only purpose
is
to cycle with no location in mind.
Destination.
Oh my God, shoot me. But anyway, this was the offer. This was the offer.
To go on a bike ride. Were you making the offer or someone offered it to you?
No, mate, I'm not a loser.
Oh, so you're the baby cakes.
Yes, I'm baby cakes, I'm sugar tea, I'm Mobile B. And they said, let's go on a bike ride. And I said, okay. Fine, because you've got a sparkle in your
eye. Yeah, new love, yeah.
It's fine. And they said, hey, by the way, you need to put a helmet on. And I was like, oh, my God.
I've seen you in a helmet. Then it became a comedy day.
Well, it looked like someone was taking me out because they were worried about me. I'm like, is the leash necessary as well? And so then we went out and we went for a ride. And we actually ended up on the foreshore by the beach and the wind was kind of blowing.
Oh, I feel like this is the wrong music now. I feel like we need more like Notebook style kind of like romantic music.
You've never seen Notebook, have
No,
you?
I haven't.
No.
But that's near water, isn't it?
I mean, there is a scene in the rain.
Yeah, sure. On a boat. Aren't they on a boat?
Give us something like that, Jess.
I've never watched the Notebook, so I have
no
idea.
Just give us romantic
something. Romantic music.
Or sing it if you have to. Acapella, come on.
Thank okay, you. So you're by the water.
By the water.
Yep. Did you pack a picnic?
No, mate.
Why?
Because, you know, I barely packed a helmet. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I thought the lover packed a picnic.
Oh, I should mention at this point. So we ended up by the beach. Had a coffee. We actually halved a sandwich. Like, should we get a sandwich? Like, no, I don't actually feel like a whole sandwich, so let's halve a sandwich.
And you both like the same thing, so you had the same sandwich.
Yeah, and then it started to rain, and we're like, hey, should we get home before we get too wet? I'm already too wet. Let's go, anyway. And then... Put your head in your hands.
How did you stay on the bike seat?
Oh, Jesse.
Izzy.
I just want to be a part of it.
Jesse. This will happen for you one day. Just leave it for Tommy for a moment. Okay, so you've halved a coffee. Yeah. You've halved a sandwich. And then you've got your coffee, and it's pouring with rain.
And so we raced home.
Oh, you went home.
Because passions were obviously high, and we need to get home in a hurry. And I should mention at this point that the other person that I'm talking about, the significant other in the romance, is my 50-year-old housemate, Johnny. And that is the first time...
Who's happily with a partner that's not you.
You're saying happily, but... No. Yes,
how
very happily.
How often is he going bike riding with her?
No, so he's been bike riding with so many people, but I realise this is my first bike ride that I've ever been on as an adult. I've never...
It's just so weird.
And it's also, I think, sadly, the most romantic thing I've ever done as an adult, which makes me ask the question on 131060, how romantic... are you getting with your mates? Because I rode down the beach.
Shared a sandwich.
Bread together. I asked him, I said, what coffee do you have?
Yeah. But you knew, didn't you already?
I already knew. I know it's a long black. Give us a call, 131060, even though he's not here. Give us a call, 131060. What's the most romantic thing you do with your mates? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060, we're talking about the most romantic things you do with your mate.
You had the day of your life.
Oh, I went on a bicycle ride. First ever as an adult. Just
cruise. You're really missing out.
What?
Riding's awesome.
Nah, it's boring.
I whack Addie in the little baby seat. You get your little baby seat, you could pick kids up and take them for rides. Then you have purpose, because I know what you mean when you don't have the kid in the back. It's like, what's your purpose?
I love how it started with the most romantic thing you've done. Then you're like, you're missing out. I've got my baby in the back.
Yeah, you can pick her up and take her anytime. Yeah.
G'day, Lance.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. I love that you've called in for cycling, Lance.
Nah, Lance does romantic stuff with his mates.
Oh, Lance, do you do romantic stuff with your mate? What do you do?
So I've got a good mate, been mates for 15 years, and we decided that we don't see each other enough, so we decide every Monday we go out for dinner together as date night.
Damn.
Oh, that's so cute.
I love it, Lance. Who pays?
Oh, we take turns.
Do you share a meal every now and then?
I was going to say, but who pays?
No, not really. We both eat pretty good meals.
Where do you go? Is it romantic restaurants or...?
Yeah, so we do different things, like we've done Thai, drumstick places, pubs, Chinese, Korean.
Who pays? Anyway, let's go to Miguel.
I love that, Lance.
G'day, Miguel.
Hello. I thought you were going to meet the call, guys.
Oh! How are you?
It's Miguel from the living room.
Tommy Pequeño.
Oh.
Mate, why won't you ever come on the show?
Hey, what do you mean? what do you mean? I love you guys. I've been trying. You never answered the phone, I guess. My number comes in there and you never answer the phone. Is
Miguel,
that funny guy again?
Mate, we've been chasing you for so long.
We wanted to talk about your beer.
Yeah, your beer.
Oh, bronze medal, baby. Really? Oh, my God. So exciting. I'm glad that I could get through. And managed to speak with you guys. It's nice that you have me in your show.
Are you now wondering whether this is Miguel or not?
I can't tell.
Yeah, I can't
Am I
tell.
Being pranked? Is it the real Miguel?
It feels like
it. Sounds like it.
Is that Miguel doing the accent of a Miguel? Well,
Miguel, what romantic things do you... I know you and Brownie are best mates. Do you guys ever do romantic things together?
When
do
you go to Brownie? Oh.
Gringo and I have done the most. Gringo and I have done the most romantic thing in the world.
What have you done? Like, you got Gringo naked together the other day.
Yeah, we got naked in national TV last Friday, so that's pretty romantic. I've never done that with my wife. You know what? We went to this amazing. My favorite story of ever, Gringo and I, is in Tasmania. It's a really romantic. It's a very romantic restaurant, like a hotel. And only couples are allowed to do. The name is the Sapphire. And it's very luxurious. And people get married and go there and have a great time. And we were filming for the living room. And Gringo and I were staying in there. And all the couples keep looking at us like we were really in love. And it was really embarrassing because every meal we sit down together, it was so embarrassing because Gringo always acts like, oh, I feel always like, it's so embarrassing. So other things with Gringo that I did not do with my wife. So that's very romantic.
See, because Tommy went bike riding, had a romantic bike ride with his best mate, Johnny, but you guys are going to go to Tassie and go riding there. Why don't you go to the restaurant and have a romantic night together?
You know what's great about this? Because obviously we've got Miguel, and that's so exciting. But Miguel, I don't think you believe me when I say, do you know how many times we've tried to get you on the show? Are you aware of how many times we've reached out to you?
No. What do you mean? How many times have you been on the show?
Brother, have a listen. Lugging him into the long list of guests we can't get on the show, including
text him, Miguel.
Miguel? Is an amazing get then for a podcast.
Talking.
We can't get Miguel, and we've got a radio show.
We're still trying to get Miguel, if you
listen. Oh my God.
We want to talk to you about your new beer. Call us, 131060.
Honestly,
Miguel, we just want to get you on to talk about all your products you're selling, and you don't want to come on, mate.
Oh, that's not true. Oh, I love you both. And now that I'm in the show, I would love to talk about my product.
Well, we'd love to talk about them all, but unfortunately, we've run out of time, Miguel. Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. That's where you're at for your Monday afternoon.
Stories of snakes on a plane later in the show. Snakes on a plane.
Wait, okay, what's next?
But up next, though. If you were ever in love with someone, but the timing just wasn't right, always think, what could have been?
I'm listening.
Have I got a story for you next? It may not be too late.
You've got them on the line, don't you? We'll stay
tuned. How many?
I don't know.
It's Carrie.
I had to go back to your backlog.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Dua Lipa and We're Good. It is Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
I stumbled across a modern love story on the internet yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
From a few years ago. Mm-hmm. What? I've opened
I was going to say you've opened Jesse's dating profiles again, but that's fine.
No, this is a happy ending.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was ready for a tragedy.
Okay. Picture this. You're at uni. You're 18 and you met a guy. He's 21. You're dating,
mate,
right?
Picture this. It's exactly what happened to me.
Okay. You fall in love, you date for a few months, and then uni comes to an end and you got to head back to...
You date for a few months and uni comes to an end?
Well,
how badly did you fail?
Someone dropped
out. You were 18. What do you mean?
You're
18. 3 months later, you're done with uni. You've got a hex debt that will cripple you for the rest of your life. But anyway, moving on.
They had to head to opposite coasts. He lived in San Francisco and she lived in New Jersey.
Okay.
And they're sitting in their dorm room and they have a conversation about what to do with their relationship. And she says that, you know, I think finding the one is a matter of person, place and time. And what if we're both the right person, but this is the wrong time for us?
What a punish.
What if we missed our chance and regretted it? And he said, so are you saying that we should stay together? And she said, no, I don't want to marry the first guy I've been serious about. Let's give ourselves a second chance. How about we meet in 5 years?
They're 18 and they've failed uni in 3 months. Just open your eyes.
Getting bogged down in the wrong detail.
Okay.
She said, let's meet again in 5 years. I'll be 23.
I have failed uni
26.
So many times.
And let's see how we feel about each
17
other
jobs.
Then. And they agreed and they decided they would meet at the New York Public Library at 4 p.m. on the first Sunday in April, 5 years from then. They wrote their pledge on a dollar bill. They tore the dollar bill in half.
That's the highest bill they had in their wallet.
And they gave each other the half they'd written the note on. And they made it 4 o'clock in the afternoon because they thought if they met each other, it was a bit awkward and there was nothing there, then there was no problem. And if it was awesome and amazing, they could then spend the night together and go for dinner and all the rest of it. And they made it in a public place so that it wasn't uncomfortable.
Because they were both embarrassed about their own homes because they had nothing going on.
Why can't you be in this moment?
I'm trying, but like if you meet someone that's flunked out of uni.
Okay, they haven't flunked out of uni.
They have.
I was just racing through the dates.
Yeah.
They dated since September. Now it was spring. Soon we would be headed back to opposite coast is what it says.
A dollar bill, the equivalent over there, that's like going, hey, I'm writing you a note but on a 10-cent coin.
Okay, the value of it is not the point.
But then
it's
why
the
not
romantic
write a note?
Gesture. Now I understand why you're alone. That's a romantic thing to do. People have conversations like that all the time when they're younger.
Yeah,
what if I'm meant to be with you but just not now?
Yeah.
And then you never get a chance to see what could have been if you'd met at different points in
so
your
I'm
life.
So I'm back in the game.
So fast forward 5 years. She's in a relationship that's kind of plodding along but not amazing.
No way.
Right? And it hits the five-year mark. And her mum says, where are you going? She said, I'm going to New York. I'm going to go try and see.
I need to make this 50 cents back on this half a dollar I've got.
I'm going to go see if Howard meets me at the spot we agreed on 5 years ago.
Howard?
What? You weren't expecting his name was going to be
someone so young. Howard.
It's very American, though. Anyway, as her mum said, you're out of your mind. He lives in California. You live over this side. He's not going to fly all the way over to see a girl that he hasn't seen in like 4 or 5 years. Anyway, there she stood on the street corner, 4 p.m., and who should walk across the street from her? Howard. She said, we saw each other, we smiled and waved. I crossed the street.
Then we left. I should have actually chatted to him.
We started chatting and our conversation lasted 2 days. We've now been married for 35 years. Now, if that's not a beautiful story, I don't know what is. You've got no heart over there.
What happened to the girlfriend, the boyfriend? Yeah,
I know. I'm not going to get the bogged down in the boring details about
with
how
the family.
She doesn't have a family.
Nah, she's coming back. Don't worry. Oh, kids, don't worry. Mum's just getting milk.
Just quick business trip.
She just said she'd be back. It's fine.
Anyway, I thought that is a beautiful happily ever after story, right? Mm. But it's pretty ambitious and it's pretty romantic.
Not for the family.
For every story like that, I think there must be dozens of happily never after where you've agreed to meet in 5 years' time on the other side of the world at this special monument and then you get there and he never ever shows up.
It's great.
Right? I don't want to hear the happily ever after.
Great.
I want to hear the happily never after calls from romance to awkward 13, 10, 60
cool. I'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And on 13, 10, 60, when did your happily ever after turn to
awkward? Was that me?
No, mate, it was someone else.
I sound so different in my head.
awkward.
What do you mean?
I'm so guttural.
What do you mean? No, I hear that's basically Miguel there.
We're talking about happily never afters because there was this beautiful love story out of the US. A couple met when they were at uni and they wanted to be together, but she didn't want to be with the first guy that she'd ever fallen in love with. So they broke up and she said, if we're still meant to be, we'll meet back in 5 years' time at this landmark in New York City. And if we like each other then we'll stay together. So they waited 5 years, met at the public library and fell back in love and they've been married for 35 years. Beautiful story.
Or is it 5 years of their life that they wasted when they just could have got together then?
Oh, they could have been married for 40 years.
Imagine that. Imagine the celebrations.
Nah, because they had a chance to, you know, try other things and other people.
Yeah, one always insists on wanting to do that. One person's always like, yeah, let's do other things. And the other one's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll wait. Oh, yeah, but sure. I was saying for every story like that, there'd be so many stories that didn't end happily ever after.
Because who
just left one of them lonely. Yeah. Natalie, what's your happily never after story?
Hey there. I don't have a happily never after story, but I just wanted to say, Tommy, I love you, but that was so annoying. You were ruining such a great story.
I'm sorry, Natalie. It's happened many times before. No, you're right, Natalie. It's happened many times before and it'll happen again, but you're right and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Tommy.
Anytime.
Do you think it's romantic, Natalie?
I think it's beautiful. I was like cheering at the end, but I was like, Tommy, stop talking.
Yes. You know why? Because I hate hearing about other people's happiness. Are you happy, Natalie?
I'm delighted. I'm very happy.
So that's why you're fine with hearing it?
Yeah, because it's cute. It's so sweet.
Yes, I know. But obviously, so you've got a partner and you're like content in what's going on.
No, I don't have a partner, but I'm happy.
You should
in
be
myself.
Miserable as well, Natalie. You should be furious at the
story. Natalie, she's happy in herself. You could be like that.
I mean, I tell myself that as well because I agree. You're gone, you know.
Thanks, Natalie. Burn, are you happily ever after or never after?
My 5 years ended happily ever after, but his ex wanted him back after 5 years because when they broke up, she said, I need 5 years to find myself.
That's a long time searching on your own body. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Burn? I'm confused because am I the only one that's confused?
No. Talk us through it, Burn.
Tell us more.
I'm confused.
Okay, so I met my partner when I was like 15 working at shop together.
Yeah.
Had a mad crush on him. Two years later, we ended up, 3 years later actually, we ended up finding out each other again and he'd already had a partner and kid and all that sort of stuff. And then they'd broken up. We'd started going out and he said, oh, she broke up because she wanted 5 years to find herself. So So 5 years later, pretty much to the day, he hit him up again. And he went, what? You're crazy. Like, I'm happily with my partner and we've got three kids together. You've been a royal. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, life goes on. I thank her every day that I've ended up. Yeah.
Burn. Yep. You've done great here, and I'm not sure about the cause because wanted, but is this what you
That's
were?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. Good on you, Burn. You're the Thank happily you. Ever after. I did yeah. want a happily never after call, though. Kevin, yes. give me the happily never after.
I think that was happily never after.
No, she's happy. Well, sorry, Kevin, we're just arguing. We're happily
sorry, Kev,
never
you
after.
Keep Kev. Indicating and talk to us.
That's quite all right. Yeah. So myself and a young lady, we were together for about 12 months. Life okay. was pulling us in opposite directions, yeah. and we decided that I got a cute 2-year contract for a job. Yeah. We went, well, at the end of the 2 years, we'll meet back where we met on the anniversary of when we met. And I proceeded to sit there for about 6 hours drinking rum until I was quite inebriated.
She never rocked up.
Did you have your indicator on the whole time?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We're driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bick, there's so much more to come during the show, including up next, I've got a weed company making headlines for remarkable reasons. Yeah, I know you'll have a vested interest. Stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, got this for you.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. If you've got time.
Hey, you know weed is legal in America, right? Mm-hmm. In a lot
Everywhere?
Of the states.
No.
In a lot of the states. I think.
Good tune.
It's a bit of Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's get together. Colorado is one of them. Where are the other ones?
Well, LA is the big one.
Yeah.
I believe still federal law trumps state law.
Have you slowed down the way you're talking to match this?
Is this where he's going to reveal
Sorry.
That he's...
Sorry. I didn't know you were going to put on Bob Marley and then expect me to speed it up, mate. It's so strange. Be like putting on techno and going, that's weird. Have you sped up a bit? Sped up a bit there, champion. So weed is legal over there. This story is from over there. A weed company has made news. Why? Because...
Oh, okay. It's something to do with animals or children.
It is not something to do with animals or children, but fantastic. What did you have in your mind if it was to do with
Accidentally,
animals?
Accidentally, it ended up in with animals taking it or children.
Imagine a sloth smoking weed. It would be the slowest thing of all time.
There was a fire.
There was not a fire. No.
No. Great. Clue.
Were you thinking, yes, it's a job that they are offering. So a weed company, and once again, consider that this is a legal
something
and
to
reputable
do with COVID.
Business.
You get a jab and you get a free something.
You know when there's, you get a free something from a weed company. Is it weed the free thing? It might be. You know how there's always those jobs when they're like, this island is giving away the job of a lifetime.
Oh,
all you have to do.
Like you can trial all their different types of weed.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So given that, what would you guess?
Oh, I thought you could trial all their types of weed. Yeah.
So how many types of weed do you think that would be?
I'm not a weed expert, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. How many types of weed have you smoked?
Just now?
It sounds like from the rafter, a few.
Not a lot of weed.
So it's an intern job. I know. Also, so our executive producer is like...
None.
Have you? I also feel like the answer is none at all.
Of course.
Yeah.
You keep mysterious.
Oh, today
I could be
not
smoking
much.
It now.
Celebrity desperately trying for edge gets fired from her job at the project.
Pretending.
Yeah. Oh, now I've had a bit. But yes, you are bang on the money. There's an intern job that they're offering that some people would consider the job of a lifetime.
Yeah.
What do they have to do?
sit at home, and they'd get sent little containers of weed, and each day they'd try a different one.
So obviously weed companies do different things now. So they do edibles and stuff like that, yes?
They've got to make food, make cookies.
Okay. You were literally right on the answer, and then you just decided at the last minute, nah, no, let's get off it. A weed company has said they will pay an intern over summer to test over 600 pot products. This could be your dream gig.
What's the range?
What do you mean?
I'm not a bad chef, but I don't have to whip up the products myself. I just get to try. What sort of options have we got?
Are you still pretending like you've smoked weed?
I'm just wondering what different edible products.
How,
we got
what
gummies?
Ones have you, what ones have
what
you
have
done?
What have we got? Gummies?
What have you done? I think we've got to go. We've got to go before we get
taken. I was about to
tell
you a story that I don't think I can say.
No, I think we've got to go before we get taken off air. And it's not because of drug use. It's because of lying from one of those.
I never said I did. I just.
No. We all said you haven't.
Keep the conversation going. Yeah, if I just blocked you and just said no.
Oh, mate, it's never stopped you before.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same. What?
Spoken. It's crumb full of blah, blah, blah. Come on.
I think this is a great idea to point out. 131060, if you've got any better ideas for a game, just let us know, because this segment keeps seeming to survive.
Yeah.
Like, despite.
You like it, though.
Yeah, I do, but you hate it. Yeah. Which usually
but
means.
But we're a team. Okay. No, which means if you like it, I'm on board.
When's that?
Not
from?
Everything.
But so does that mean we're a team as in there's no scores and it doesn't matter who's winning?
Nah.
Okay,
no.
Who's winning, Jesse?
Actually, you are, I think.
Yeah, 312.
Yeah. Like, oh, is it 312?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my God.
No wonder I don't like the segment.
I would have been so much happier. I didn't know.
312.
Okay.
Oh, I got a chance to make it 412 today.
Your first song, I'm coming up, so you better
Tommy.
Get... Carrie Just.
Get the party started, Pink.
God,
21 years old this year. That
what
song?
Is,
okay. That song. You can have a drink in America.
Yes, that's exciting for the song. I'm actually quaking my boots. If you get to 4 and I'm still on 12, it's actually nerve-wracking for me. Yeah.
Song number 2, I do my hair toss.
Carrie.
Tommy Just.
It is, oh my gosh.
Three,
what is her
two,
name? And why have I forgotten? No, I know
one.
It. No, I know it. I do my hair to check my thing.
It is Lizzo Good as
Hell. Yeah, there you go.
I
do my hair
to check. I couldn't remember her name either until you kept singing it for me.
Oh, mate.
Check my name.
So this is for the win for Bickmore.
Or Shorty. For the getting close. For Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just make it. Yeah.
Just wanted to mention. Shorty had them apple bottom jeans.
Tommy. It's Flo Rida apple bottom jeans. Now get low. Get low.
Oh,
get low.
Get low.
Oh, come on. Hang on. By the rules, doesn't Bickers only get half for that? Because I gave you half.
No, because we discussed this.
I get two more questions.
We discussed it last week.
Oh, that was off air.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
make it on air?
Yep.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
So sorry.
So am I now 4:12?
Yeah, mate.
Woo,
get excited.
Guys. I'm on the way.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come. The Savo.
I've just discovered via TikTok what baristas do when you really piss them off.
Spit in your coffee?
Did you see that? No, something funnier. Apparently, there's a thing going around on TikTok that when you're in a really annoying customer in the morning when you go to buy your coffee, they give you decaf instead.
Do they? Hey, you know the great thing about this, because
so fun.
The great thing is, as well, people don't know if they're an annoying customer. So,
yes.
Because you always think, well, that's not me.
No, and you always think you're right. Customer's always right.
And if you haven't had a little pep-me-up from your coffee, guess what? It's you.
Hey, coming up, Snakes on a Plane, yeah? The movie?
Yeah.
No. Real life.
You've sucker-punched me into it.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I never saw the movie Snakes on a Plane because I feared I would never go on a plane again.
What do you mean? As if your bigger fear was not... There you go.
That's my reaction to snakes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's if your bigger fear is not heights rather than snakes.
No, I'm fine on a plane. I don't have a fear of heights on
a
plane.
That's so offensive.
No, it's just I know my fear of heights is irrational to you, but in a plane I'm safe because I'm in a enclosed space.
Sorry, that's not why I'm saying it's offensive. I assumed your fear of being on a plane was height-based, and then when you told me that you would never go on a plane with me flying.
Oh, no, it's you-based.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's so offensive. Anyway.
It would be a wild ride being next to you like it is every day on the show, particularly today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's been quite a challenge.
Yes.
In the Mojave Desert.
It's been quite a challenge.
Someone enjoyed the fight this afternoon a lot.
Yeah.
It was... You're going to tell us about that fight in a second. But let me tell you about snakes in the Mojave Desert.
I can't remember it. Yeah.
You know how they put all the planes out into their graveyard in a weird way?
So they're
all
sitting out in the Southern
California Desert.
Right.
It's where all of the Qantas planes are. All the planes from around the world are parked there. They call it airplane graveyards, waiting for the day that we may fly around the world again.
Airplane graveyards.
That's what they're called, yes. Yep. Anyway, apparently a whole heap of rattlesnakes have been making home in and around the wheels. Eli's yawning. Thanks, Eli. In and around the wheels of the planes, rattlesnakes, scorpions, and now it is actually the job. And this is what my dad used to do every time we'd go camping. Every time we'd set up the tent, we'd go for a hike and we'd come back. His job was literally to whack the area around
the rattlesnakes and the tent and the scorpions.
To make sure there was no snakes in the tent. There's guys are actually going around when they unwrap these planes, ground inspectors, and they have to stomp their feet and whack the wheels and tap the wheels to make sure there's no rattlesnakes in them. Isn't that disgusting?
If it was my job to do that, I would just let them go. Because I'm not going to have to deal with them at the other end.
What do you mean?
So, like, if I have to tap them and get them out, then they come out, right? Yeah. But if I don't, well, then someone else deals with it.
And then like it'll go up on a plane.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine. It's better than snakes on the ground where I am.
Hey, I don't know if you saw today. I'm sure you did, but wouldn't have been excited about it. The fact that Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry.
Are you excited about it, mate? I don't know if you saw this.
Harry and Meghan have had their little baby. They've had a baby girl.
I'm not excited.
Lilibet.
Do you want to finish the name? Or do you just want to give me a little bit of it? Just give me a little bit of the name and make me guess the rest. I understand it.
Do you know the
just
second name? I've given you a little bit.
Probably
what's
Markle? Is it Markle?
Diana.
Okay, didn't mean to make it scat. You really screwed me on that one. Next time, give me a little bit of an idea. You were going to go so dark with it.
Lilibet Diana. Lilibet is named after the Queen because when she was a little girl, the Queen couldn't pronounce her own name, Elizabeth.
Do you mean when she was a little bit of a woman?
She used to call herself Lilibet because she couldn't say Elizabeth.
She did not used to call herself Lilibet.
And then Prince Philip started calling her Lilibet as his nickname.
Are you a queen? No, I'm a little bit of one.
Now, that's what they've named their baby. And some people are saying it's a beautiful nod to the Queen and shows that even though publicly it looks like they're all having a falling out, in fact, they actually love the Queen and, you know, their grandma. And that it's a beautiful nod to her. Others think it's a way of stealing the limelight yet again.
What would the name Lilibet?
Lily, they'll call her.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Not
Butt. Are you going to tell us about the fight?
No, it was disappointing.
What happened?
Floyd didn't knock him out, so it
who's
was Logan
him?
Paul. So, sorry.
I don't know anything about
Floyd Mayweather, undefeated boxer, who's a horrible human being. And this is how bad. So he was going to fight YouTuber Logan Paul, Jake Paul's brother. They're the most famous YouTubers in the world. And to give you an idea of how bad a characters they are, you were going for Floyd Mayweather,
him being... And who won?
So it went to 8 rounds and there was no result because there was no referee or umpire. So it was an exhibition match, didn't go to any of their professional
Are
records.
Are you telling me they've left space for a rematch?
Oh. Yeah, well, they, yeah.
They've left a little bit of space for a rematch.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.